Okay, so picture this, Arda. A whole system where journalists, they can't be swayed by fancy dinners or promises of getting the exclusive, you know?
Right.
Sounds kind of ideal, right?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out Germany's way ahead of the game on this. They've got this whole rule book, the German press code. You handed us this thing, and let me tell you, it's fascinating.
Absolutely.
So we're diving deep into it today. Think of it like their ethical playbook for journalism. And it's fresh off the press, updated March 2024. We're talking truth, balance, the works, stuff that matters, whether you're in Germany or anywhere else, really.
And what's really interesting is that it's not just like a dry set of rules. It
Yep.
actually reflects some deep values they have over
Oh,
there.
absolutely.
Like, take their first principle, right? Truth and human dignity above all else.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting the facts straight. It's deeper than that. It's about this fundamental agreement between journalism and the people it serves.
It's true, because once people start doubting the information they're getting, the whole thing falls apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Which leads to something I found really fascinating in here, this whole idea of preventing information monopolies. They call it Riclani 1.1.
Yeah, it's a stark contrast to what we see sometimes in other media landscapes. Imagine a huge story breaks, could be a massive scandal, but you, as a journalist, you can't touch it.
Wow.
Because one outlet's got this exclusive contract, the German press code, it goes right at that. Prioritizes diverse voices, open access to information, the whole bit.
So it's like they're saying the more perspectives, the better, especially when it comes to these big, impactful stories.
Exactly, yeah.
And that commitment to fairness, it's not just for everyday reporting either. It's built right into how they cover elections, too.
Absolutely. Riclani 1.2, this one might throw you for a loop, but it says election coverage has to include opposing viewpoints no matter what the outlet's own stance is. Even if they completely disagree with a certain position, they're obligated to present it fairly during an election.
Wow, that's a wild concept to get used to, especially if you're used to news that feels more one-sided, you know? It really shows how much they value balanced reporting, even when it's tough, or maybe especially when it's tough.
Yeah, and this dedication to showing the whole picture, it goes beyond just the words they use.
Okay.
Riclani 2.2, it's all about the power of images, specifically what they call symbol photos. Imagine you see this powerful photo with a news story, right? Later, you find out it's from like years ago, totally unrelated. The code says, nope, imagery has to match the reality of the situation, no manipulating emotions with misleading pictures.
Like they're saying, every single part of their reporting has to be transparent, from the words they choose to the visuals they use, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And speaking of transparency, let's get into something that sparked some pretty interesting conversations when we were prepping for those guidelines on reader letters.
Oh, yeah. Riclani 2.6, it really hammers home how important diverse viewpoints are in those opinion sections. Even, and this is key, even if those viewpoints totally clash with the newspaper's own stance. Just think about that for a second. They're giving a platform to voices that challenge their own editorial line.
That's bold.
Yeah.
And you know, it sparks some lively debates within the newspaper itself, too.
For sure.
But it also makes sure that people reading are exposed to a range of ideas, not just one side of the story.
Exactly. And that's a place where the German press code gets really interesting. It's not just about preventing harm, it's about actively encouraging people to think critically and engage in those discussions.
Yeah, it's about fostering a more informed public, right?
Yeah. So.
But what happens when mistakes happen? Because let's be real, everyone makes them. It's how you handle them that matters. And Riclani 3.1 doesn't beat around the bush, does it?
Not at all.
They're basically saying you can't just sneak a correction in somewhere and nobody's going to see it. It's
Exactly.
got to be front and center, owning up to the mistake openly and honestly. It all comes back to that trust factor with their readers, you know?
Yes.
Speaking of, well, a topic that always gets people talking, I guess, undercover reporting. This is some serious cloak and dagger stuff, right?
Yeah, this is where we see a real difference from how it's often portrayed, you know, in movies and shows and all that.
Yeah.
Forget the secret identities and hidden cameras. Riclani 4.1, it sets a really high bar for undercover reporting in Germany.
Okay.
They're expected to be upfront about who they are unless it's something where, like, there's a massive public interest and there's literally no other way to get the information.
So it's like they're really putting a premium on transparency and ethical behavior, even when they're digging into these tough stories.
Yeah, for sure.
And that focus on ethics, it's really clear when we look at how they handle protecting vulnerable people.
Absolutely. Ricklinian 4.2, 8.2, 8.3, they all come together on this. It's not just about getting the facts out there. They have to think about the people involved, especially those who are already in a tough spot. Kids, victims of crime, anyone going through something difficult.
It's almost like they're saying, hold on, the public's need to know doesn't mean we throw out someone's right to privacy or dignity, you know, especially in those sensitive situations.
Oh, right.
And that commitment to protecting people, it leads us to another big thing in the German press code, this idea of no trial by media.
That's a theme that pops up again and again, Richtlinien 8.1 and 13 especially.
Right.
And it tells us a lot about how they view the justice system and the role of the media within that. They're basically drawing a line saying, we're not going to prejudge someone before they've even had their day in court.
Yeah, they're not there to dictate guilt or innocence. It's about letting the legal process play out fairly.
Exactly.
Which takes us to something else that's always a balancing act, sensationalism versus public interest.
That's the tightrope walk, isn't it? Every journalist everywhere deals with this, and the German press code really digs into it.
Yeah, where's that line?
Ricklinien 8.11.11.3, they all touch on this. How do you balance the need to inform the public with the potential harm that can come from, like, graphic or intrusive reporting?
Yeah, you see it all the time, right? How do you report on something important without just resorting to shock value to get people's attention?
Right.
It's a tough one.
It is. And the German press code, it encourages journalists to, like, take a step back, think about the consequences before publishing something. Just because it's going to grab headlines.
It's about responsible reporting, right? Not just chasing clicks or views.
Exactly. And that's something we could all probably use a little more of these days, don't you think?
For sure. Now, let's get into something that seems pretty straightforward on the surface, but has some deeper implications. I think no glamorizing drug use. That's Ricklinien 11.6.
Yeah, that's a direct one. And it's really different from how we often see drug use depicted, especially in entertainment. You see it in movies, shows, all the time.
It's almost like it's cool, part of some rebellious phase or something.
Right, but the German press code, it pushes back against that whole portrayal.
Yeah, they're not mincing words.
It's about presenting a realistic view of a complex issue, even if it means going against the grain of what's considered popular.
It's a good reminder that journalism has a responsibility that goes beyond just presenting information. Mm-hmm. They had to think about the impact of what they put out there, especially for younger audiences who might be more easily influenced.
For sure.
And speaking of responsibility, let's unpack what the code says about journalists accepting gifts or like special favors. That's where things can get a little murky, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's where things get kind of ethically dicey.
Right.
And Ricklinien 15, it's pretty blunt about it.
Yeah.
We're not talking just outright bribes here. But even those perks that could color a journalist's reporting, fancy dinners, exclusive access, that sort of thing, the German press code says, nope, not having it.
It all goes back to maintaining that trust, that core principle of journalistic integrity. Because if people start to question whether journalists are being influenced, even subconsciously, by these outside forces, the whole system breaks down.
It's like they're saying, look, it's not enough to just be objective in your reporting. You have to be seen as objective.
Exactly. And that, I think, brings us to the heart of why this whole deep dive into the German press code has been so fascinating.
I agree.
It's more than just a rule book. It's a window into how they view the role of journalism in society. This commitment to truth, to fairness, to the public good, it's really ingrained in their approach.
It makes you think, you know, how different would our media landscape look if everyone operated like this?
It's a good question. And you know what I find particularly interesting? How they deal with that tension between individual rights and the public's right to know. They don't shy away from setting boundaries, especially when it comes to, like, protecting people who are vulnerable or making sure the legal process is fair.
It's like they're saying, yes, information is important, but not at the expense of everything else.
Exactly. And that's the thing, isn't it? Finding that balance. It's something every journalist has to grapple with. And honestly, it's something we should all be thinking about as consumers of news.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up our deep dive here, I want to leave you with this. Take a look at the media landscape where you are. What values do you see reflected in the way news is reported? What ethical lines are drawn? And are there any that seem blurry or maybe even crossed? Thinking about these things can really change how you view the news, how you understand the world around you. And that's what this deep dive has been all about.